Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And I know you out there love learning all about the Hertfordshire Cheetahs American football team. They are one of the finest local sporting institutions and families here in St Albans and throughout Hertfordshire. But it's a new name for you today. It's the club captain, Dan Levett. Dan, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Hey, do you know what? Very, very well indeed. Very, very well indeed. Love this time of year, but it's always a bit bittersweet. Can't wait for the Super Bowl in particular, because regular listeners will know, I'm not going to harp on about it too much, but I'm a long-suffering 49er, so can't wait for Super Bowl Sunday. But then, of course, oh, goodness, where's the American football gone? But there we go. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. To be honest, it would take a bit longer for you to mention a 49ers. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan myself, so it's a bit of a bittersweet, as you say, this time of year. So I think the right team won, to be honest, against the 49ers, Green Bay. It's just one of those games that I don't think Green Bay played the best, to be honest. I'm not sure if you saw the highlights.
Do you know, I watched the game. I've watched them all season. I've been so impressed with 49ers in the way that they can find different ways to win. And obviously, my goodness me, what a monster performance that Raheem Mostert put in. The first player all time in NFL history to rush for 150 plus yards, 3+ touchdowns in a half. That's going to make it tricky for any team to come back from that.
Oh yeah, for sure. To be honest, Green Bay didn't stop him, and he had an absolutely incredible game. You look at the stats, and to be honest, why did the 49ers need to do anything else? The run game was working incredibly well, and yeah, I think, what is it, 19 carries in the game, and incredible yardage he made. So yeah, if he can continue that performance in the Super Bowl, I think, personally, 49ers have a bigger chance than maybe expected at the start of a season of winning it.
I was optimistic, as every team is at the start of the year, but they have exceeded my expectations. I cannot wait for the bowl. We'll build up to it. It was, of course, a conference championship weekend last weekend, in English sporting parlance, semi-final time. And as we say, Packers lost out to 49ers, who basically just ran brilliantly. Didn't hardly have to use the weapon that is Kettle, Garoppolo, or, you know, almost just had the easiest job on planet Earth that day, but there we go. But one thing obviously that was noted in that game was that whenever there's Aaron Rodgers, there's always hope. For many people, the Green Bay Packers QB is the GOAT. Many people would put him in that debate. I certainly think he's worthy of it. Surpasses another Chiefs head legend, Brett Favre, with his 40th touchdown pass in playoffs. The guy's remarkable. He's going to get another bowl, surely.
I'm maybe on a bit of a come down at the moment, but he's got to stay on for another season. He's got to get in. He can't end on a low like this. He's got to continue into the next season. I think Green Bay this year, it just wasn't the game, and I think we can get into the Super Bowl maybe next year, the year after. The thing is, Aaron Rodgers has been around a long, long time, so it just really depends when he wants to retire. But if I was him, and being selfish as Green Bay fan, I would love to see him continue to play. It's the one reason why, to be honest, I started supporting Green Bay about 10 years ago, Aaron Rodgers. He's such a great player to watch. The way he throws the ball, his decision-making, and just he can pull anything out of nothing. He's one of those players that is just so great to watch, and I wish he can continue, but I don't know what will happen to the Green Bay Packers after he decides to pack it all in, to be honest. So, got to wait and see.
I'm sure he'll be around for a few more years at the moment. The current, obviously, we'll talk Mahomes and all their exciting weapons, of course. The Chiefs also make the Super Bowl on February 2nd in Miami. But just a kind of final point on Aaron Rodgers. Again, for many people's money, the greatest of all time at the QB position. Bottom line is, for me, again, in the current trend of the NFL, I know Mahomes and obviously Jackson of Baltimore really kind of shone a light for the new generation. But you think Brady, you think Breeze. It looks like with good coaching, with an awareness of sports science and fitness and psychology that goes into it too, there seems to be an ability for longevity within the QB position these days. And I see Aaron Rodgers with at least another few years of vintage Rodgers ahead.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the game, in terms of, as you said, the sort of scientific stuff and also the kind of strength and conditioning, all that side of the sport has really increased, especially, NFL, but also at kind of grassroots level. So I think these QBs do have a lot more longevity. But you saw at the start of the NFL season, there was quite a few starting quarterbacks that were out. All it takes is one hit, one fall that hasn't gone, or one play that just didn't work well, and you can end up with a broken collarbone or something like that. So this is the thing: teams are so reliant on that QB position, and franchises can really, you know, stutter and stall, especially in the regular season and in the playoffs, if they lose their star quarterback. So, although there's a lot of good advances in science and the way these quarterbacks train, at the end of the game, you've got to play game by game, especially in American football.
That is the mantra of all successful sporting coaches, as you are indeed at the Cheetahs. The Super Bowl, then, I can't wait. February the 2nd over in Miami. It's going to be a scorcher. It's going to be red hot on the pitch as well. No doubt about it. 49ers are there. Their first Super Bowl since Jim Harbaugh was in charge 2012. But they're bidding for their first actual victory in the bowl for over 25 years when I first started following them with Steve Young as their QB and all of that. It would, of course, be great for Kyle Shanahan, son of the great Mike, to claim a bowl. But my goodness me, so much respect for the coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid. He's almost the nearly man of the sport with all that he did with Philadelphia Eagles back in the day, but now riding the young gun, the gunslinger that is Mahomes. This Chiefs team is so deadly, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you saw that in the championship game, and as long as he's able to keep his composure, and this is the thing with Super Bowls, I think it's whoever can keep their composure from a QB perspective, they are a force to be reckoned with. And like the Kansas City Titans game, home played incredible, and not just in the pass, but also like he scored that amazing touchdown if you saw it. And to be honest, maybe a bit of shocking defense from Titans in that play, but He's got everything. He can pass the ball, run the ball, and he's just a good decision maker. So hopefully on Sunday, the sort of the Super Bowl lights don't, and the pressure doesn't get to him, and he's able to throw as he usually does. And I think that's why, probably, if you look at the bookies, the Kansas City Chiefs are probably the slight favourites. Personally, I think the 49ers have a chance for an upset, personally.
Well, they do say, don't they, that defence wins Super Bowls. And I've got to tell you, one of the biggest shocks of it, which I'm very grateful about, if I'm honest, putting on my Niners hat again, I know I need to be objective, is that Salah, the defensive coach, once upon a time, not so very many moons ago, was a banker. To go from that to this kind of gung-ho, but very organised, very aware, very innovative defensive supremo that's been so critical for the Niners' success all campaign, I'm delighted that he's there. Defense versus offense. They say defense wins Super Bowls. Looking forward to that battle. But goodness me, I'm shocked he wasn't bitten up by somebody looking for a head coach.
Yeah, for sure. And as you can, you saw last Sunday, 49ers defense dominated Green Bay and the O-line. And as you said, well, being a defensive linebacker myself, of course I would say defense wins games. Do you think that if the San Fran defense can get pressure on Mahone, he will not be able to get the ball away? So I think that is the key to probably the San Fran 49ers being able to win, is actually getting that pressure on Mahone and making sure that he can't do those 10 to 15 yard passes that he's very good at doing. So I think that's the key in the what will enable 49ers to build their success on next Sunday.
Definitely agreeing with you there. I just see that they've got a model right now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And obviously, you know, it's not always a guarantee, but oftentimes the team that wins the battle of the clock, who has the most possession. Obviously, Mahomes is so deadly, but sitting on your backside watching, you can't do anything at all to influence. So if Niners can get that amazing offense so creative and the run game going strong, they've obviously got Kettle, who I think could well have a big game. Kettle versus Kelsey, another battle within the battle that's going to be fascinating. I'm very, very optimistic for this one. But I tell you what, my goodness me, with Mahomes on board and the dynamism that is there, it is going to be a mega, mega Super Bowl. And it really does kind of encompass what we talk about all season. It is a cliche, but it ain't nothing but the truth when we say, seemingly week in, week out, any given Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I think the it's all about momentum. If you've got a team that's got good momentum, got possession, they will score. And both teams have the ability to get their momentum and be able to score. Both teams have defenses that are able to disrupt, make plays, and can in one play can flip the game on its head. So I think it is all to play. And I think looking back at previous Super Bowls, personally, I think you can't really see which way it's going, this one. And
I will simply say this much. I got a sneaky feeling there's going to be more points than last year's Super Bowl, put it that way.
I tried not to remember getting up while staying up so late to watch that Super Bowl, but it wasn't the most exciting Super Bowl last year. But I think there's going to be a lot more points, a lot more explosiveness, and just as long as the QBs can settle, and because they aren't like the, Tom Brady's, they're not like the Aaron Rodgers in terms of experience, in terms of being there for donkey's years and being in that position maybe before. So I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl in terms of twists and turns and just excitement, really.
Absolutely. I'm kind of hoping for a Niners blowout, but I definitely think it's going to be tight. Just moving on, though. Always so many exciting things to talk about. Don't want to dwell on this too much. I've got to tell you, I'm not a massive fan of it, but the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away, February the 2nd, and I can barely wait. This weekend is a sort of a hors d'oeuvre, if you like this kind of thing. Pro Bowl. What's your take on the Pro Bowl? Bit of fun, or do you think it's kind of lost its luster over the years?
I think it's the second option there, to be honest. I think it's always a good bit of fun, and it's always, I think, the players love to sort of be selected for it, and it's a bit of like kudos and a bit of a status thing. But to be honest, I think everyone's like this weekend just twiddling their thumbs, speculating about the Super Bowl, and everyone really cares about the Pro Bowl, in all fairness. I know some people would choose to watch it, but I don't really know many people that really watch it, in all fairness. So I think it's one of those things. It's good fun. It's something to sort of keep the football on TV for the week between the championships and the Super Bowl. But apart from that, I think it's kind of lost its pizzazz.
You know what, it's one of those that in theory should be phenomenal, isn't it? The best players from one conference against the best players from the other conference, they collide. But then, you know, the two Super Bowl teams aren't allowing their players in. It's the end of the year that's it's borderline non-contact. I don't know, I'm not a big fan, but it's there. Maybe if you've never watched NFL and just want to get a bit of a flavour of it before the Super Bowl Sunday, February the 2nd, check out the Pro Bowl. It is a bit of fun, a bit of fluff, but there we go. I tell you what is more than a bit of fun and always a lot of energy is all the action that you guys do off-season. Your Cheetah season gets underway in April. You're going to fill the void of the NFL for us here, which is awesome. But also, I know the ladies' teams are getting on already, their season underway. I think something like 10, 12, maybe even more of your very successful junior teams making GB selections. And this very weekend, I think today, there is a training camp for the juniors. So just put us in the picture, Dan, of all things Cheetahs and some dates for the diary.
So, yeah, the Cheetahs, it's a it's not just a men's American football team. As you said, there is a whole raft of different teams that we have. So we've got young flag teams that I think start at the age of 6 or 7. We go into junior and youth, that is kind of your teenager bands, that is contact, but not 11-a-side as you would necessarily see on the TV, but 5-a-side and 9-a-side. And then you've got the adult team, the senior team that I'm being part of for coming up to, this is my 4th season. We've also got the Tornadoes, that is the women's team. I mean, those ladies do know how to ball. I've seen them play a few times, and I mean, you think that the women's game is not big in the UK, or when you say, oh, women playing American football, some people might say that's a first, but you got to go and see a game. If you're able to get down to some games, the games for the Tornadoes, the seniors, the juniors are all on our website, Hertfordshire Cheetahs, and I would truly recommend you to see any or all of them if you're able to come down and watch. We play mainly at St Albans Rugby Club in Oaklands Lane, and yeah, it's one of those sports that you wouldn't necessarily expect it to have such a presence in the UK, but it really has, and it's got kind of a good, it's not amateur, it's not professional, it's kind of a good in between where it encourages people to come in, learn about American football, get better, and be part of the family. So I think that's the great thing about Cheetahs and American football in this country, is that it's still growing, but there's opportunities if you want to get involved, or even just to watch throughout the summer when it's hot and not rainy like now. It would be great to see as many supporters down as possible.
Hey, perfect. And we're going to support you every snap of the way through this upcoming campaign. Again, always appreciate your time. And, you know, I do agree. I think it's a wonderful family-orientated organisation, which is very professional in its focus, but embraces that opportunity for all. So check out the Cheetahs. Get down to St Albans Rugby Club and find them. Find them online and get involved. Dan, send my best to everybody at the camp this weekend. Have yourself a quality rest of the weekend. I look forward to picking things up with you very, very soon. And as I say, all the very best. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Top man. Thank you.